Welcome back
to another episode of Out the Gate. Today we're talking about solar systems. No, not our solar system comprised of the sun and planets, but solar power systems on boats. My guest is Katie Burgess, who with her husband Lyle runs sun-powered yachts from the Big Island of Hawaii. If you've listened to Andy Schell's podcast, On the Wind, you've probably heard of sun-powered yachts. Katie and Lyle are friends with Andy and Mia, and sun-powered yachts supports Andy's podcast. And I ran into Katie and Lyle at the Pacific Power and Sailboat Show in April here in Richmond, and Katie was kind enough to step away from the booth for a bit to sit down for an interview. I'm particularly interested in solar panels on yachts because in 1965, my dad crossed the Pacific on a 35-foot boat, a Piver-designed trimaran, and aboard was the first ever solar panel on a cruising boat. Now, how that came to be is an interesting story, and one I'll hopefully have my dad share in full on another episode. But for now, the interview with Katie from The Boat Show. Enjoy.
So we're sitting here at The Boat Show, looking out at the Richmond Harbor.
Pretty gorgeous view from these booths over here. You normally don't get such a nice view at the booth. But
usually inside in a warehouse, but yeah. So let's start. Why don't you introduce yourself? Just tell me who you are.
My name is Katie Burgess, and I started Sun Powered Yachts, soon to be Sun Power 4 Yachts, with my husband Lyle. Last year, around this time, we were kind of going through the motions of starting everything, but we didn't launch until Annapolis Boat Show in October. So we've really only been in business for about 6 months. But we are so excited to be selling and promoting the Sun Power E-Flex range to sailors. We kind of combine both of our passions. I've been working in solar for over a decade for different Sun Power dealers in Hawaii primarily, but Lyle's been working on the sailing, you know, events management side for World Cruising Club and is a very seasoned captain. So this is a blend of both of our passions, and hopefully we can keep it going.
So you guys met through sailing. Had you sailed before you met Lyle?
I had sailed before I met Lyle. We both actually stumbled into sailing after backpacking for a while and realizing maybe this isn't the best way, and, you know, there's got to be better ways to see a culture than carrying everything on your back. And so he pursued it and, you know, got his 200-ton yacht master, and I kind of just did a lot of different, like I did a Mexico to Marquesas through French Polynesia, Cook Islands, and being in Hawaii, it was easier to access that kind of stuff. But I mean, he's crossed the Atlantic like 5 times, and hopefully we'll cross in 2021 with our 2 little girls, and I can put that under my belt too.
You guys have a boat now, but it's not in Hawaii where you live.
Our boat is not in Hawaii. It's not an ideal place to keep a boat. Actually, if you want to keep a boat there, you better sign up now because it's like an 8-year wait list for a slip.
I've heard that it's hard to
absolutely
find
crazy.
To keep boats.
Yeah. And the sailing is really dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. The channels are some of the most dangerous in the world with the high mountains and the winds and the deep seas. So we have a boat via Dream Yacht Charter Program. Amazing. If anybody wants any more info on that, you can always contact me. So it's in like a charter program in Corsica for 5 years. And in 2021, we take ownership. And this was kind of like our 5-year plan to sail across the Atlantic with it and live aboard with our kids for a year, you know, at a time when they hopefully want to be aboard with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're really looking forward to that. It's kind of like a nice light at the end of the tunnel.
Is the plan to then go all the way back home to Hawaii?
No, nope, never.
Okay.
We will likely sell it and or, I don't know, get a new boat if we need a bigger boat, if we're going to be really living aboard full time for years.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a 1-year plan for now.
Yeah.
I think that's a good time to commit to that life. For us, it's about being on the boat and managing it and living aboard. It's not very economical to be only getting on your boat for a month or two a year and sure. paying all the maintenance, the dockage, all the fees to maintain that when you're not living on it.
Yeah. No, I have a similar dream of taking my two little girls off.
Follow your dreams.
So, yeah, we're working towards that for sure. I think it's going to be an amazing experience.
I think so too. Our children thrive on board.
Here at the show, I've talked to quite a few people who have grown up on boats, and they always strike me as interesting and competent people.
Worldly, they have amazing perspective and knowledge that you don't learn in the four walls of a classroom.
Exactly.
And I think that's the kind of knowledge I want to instill in my children. I grew up in Maine, so I was running in the forest and by the sea all the time. And luckily, living off-grid in Hawaii, we kind of have that similar experience. But to think that some children just get their recess outside and they never really have that hurts my soul in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I think kids should allow to be kids and explore and immerse themselves in the Earth's environments, not just watch them on a TV screen.
Yeah, have the time to do that, to really
exactly.
So you guys are a distributor of SunPower.
Yes.
Solar panels. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to schlep all of your gear to the show. Why not?
Because we just shipped it to their warehouse here.
It's right next door here.
Right next door.
That's pretty great.
So I think for going forward with boat shows, in terms of that, that's an awesome advantage to this particular show. And yeah, just to have them like peeking down, looking at what we're doing down here is really cool. And they definitely support what we're doing. We are for sure an anomaly in SunPower's network of dealers and, you know, distributors, etc.
In what way?
We're the only people really focused on the marine side of things with these panels. Traditionally, they've really only focused on businesses, commercial rooftop systems. So with the launch of these panels, they're now focusing on different niche markets like RVs and camping and boating. And we are kind of their U.S. boating marine gurus.
So let's talk a little bit about solar on boats. What should people know? Where do they start?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing you need to know is that every boat is different. So there is no one-size-fits-all system for your boat. You need to really take stock of what you use, what your draw is, and analyze your own energy use on board, because what we use might be very different from what you and your family use on board, or the make and model of the boat might, you know, limit your options. If it's a classic versus something brand new with all these new fridge features and stuff like that. We really find, like, talking to lots of cruisers and being at these shows, it's an awesome opportunity to connect with people that have already gone solar. And we find the sweet spot for liveaboards is about 400 to 600 watts of solar. Mm-hmm. And or the sweet spot for day sailors or weekenders seems to be like 200 to 300 watts.
Okay.
So I think that's a good baseline. But like I said, that could look very different in even what panels you use to accumulate that wattage. I recommend with the flex panels taking out a cardboard cutout of what they are and kind of really mapping them out on your boat and seeing how they're going to fit or what might shadow it or, you know, enabling space for the boom shadow if that's going to be all the time when you're at anchor.
Right.
Things like that to consider.
And you and your husband live off the grid.
Off the grid.
I assume, and this is in Hilo, Hawaii, or near Hilo, I assume that you all...
We have sun power panels on our house, yes.
on the house and on the boat.
Yes, we also are fully off the grid in terms of like water catchment and everything. We live in an old growth rainforest, and down our road, we're one of the only people that have developed so far to even establish a grid connection would have cost $20,000+ or something crazy. So for me, it's always been a goal to live off grid. Being in solar for so long, it's kind of like the ultimate pull the plug on being green. I think ever since I started a career in solar, I've always wanted that. So to find a property that was already off the grid just felt right.
That's great. I mean, that's one of the things that attracts a lot of people to cruising is how low impact it really is.
Exactly.
But to be able to move between your boat and home mm-hmm. and keep that low footprint.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love it. I'm really proud of it. And
yeah,
I think
should be.
Everybody that we empower with solar to disconnect from the dock is proud of it. And it's something to be proud of because you just took yourself out of that system of oil, coal, you know, non-renewable energy production, even at the dock when you're plugged into shore power, you know, that's what you're plugging into.
Where's solar going? We've seen panels drop in price dramatically over the past few years, become flexible, so mm-hmm. they're much easier to put on boats. This is another story, but my father actually sailed with the very first solar panel ever on a cruising boat back in 1965. But it's a cool story. He was sailing with somebody who was working on the Telstar communication satellite and had access to a panel they were throwing away. I think it put out half an amp and ran their tape recorder, maybe. That's
but any solar power is good power.
That's right. It was
even
the start.
At half an amp.
And well, where we've come. But where are we going with solar?
Where we are going with solar now, I mean, the theoretical ceiling for cell efficiency is at 25%. I mean, I've been working with SunPower for over a decade, and we're talking they've gone from a 305-watt panel to a 370-watt panel, and they just released their new next-gen technology. So they're making the actual cells 1 inch bigger. So that's where it's going, next gen. But that just means a bigger footprint panel.
Right.
It doesn't mean a higher level of efficiency. They've pretty much reached that ceiling.
Okay. So now it's a matter of coming down in price, continuing to lower the price so it's more competitive.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're doing that over time too.
Yeah.
As all the components get cheaper and easier to manufacture and also, you know, closer to home when you're not spending tons of money shipping stuff across oceans, the price comes down.
Yeah.
And I think the Trump tariff is actually a great bonus for US and solar in general because the Chinese do tend to take a product we have and replicate it, but they don't replicate it in quality and in value. So having that influx of really cheap panels not flood our market is really reestablishing SunPower's high value and the difference between a very cheap, efficient, conventional efficiency panel and, you know, a high efficiency SunPower system.
What kind of innovation are you seeing in terms of use of solar on boats? I mean, but the electrical systems are changing on boats. Some people are even going completely electrical in terms of propulsion.
Exactly. We have people come to us all the time who are switching to an electric engine, and I think we're going to lithium batteries, and that's where it's going. Just like in the grid-tied world, where storage is now a huge component, that's going to be the same on boats. Like, everybody in the production yacht manufacturing world, they're moving towards lithium. They're moving towards solar. It's going to be something that's standard on yachts in 5 years. You know, like.
So you see it actually being built into the design of the
yachts? They're
starting
to. Like Hylas, for example, they will put a lithium bank on from the factory if that's what you wanted. And also, a lot of manufacturers are also starting to offer, like, Island Packet, for example, they're doing a 32-foot electric model. So these manufacturers are really starting to turn the page, and it's really exciting. Like, I love it. It gets me excited because that's where things are going. And, like,
yeah,
it's going to take time because everybody's pretty conventional with their, you know,
sure,
Perkins diesel engines and everything. But more and more people are lifting out those engines and putting any propulsion systems or even just getting a electric outboard for their dinghy.
What else would you want to talk about solar or sailing that we haven't mentioned yet?
I want to mention something that's not as widely known, but that you get a federal tax credit for going solar on your boat or RV if it's a U.S. registered vessel and it has a galley, a bunk, and a head. You can apply for that 30% federal ITC credit for the total cost of the solar system on your yacht. That can include a new battery bank if you upgraded your batteries and got panels at the same time, the wiring, the charge controller, the davits if you mounted it on a davit system, a new canvas bimini if that's where you're mounting it. And the possibilities are really endless in that respect. It's about the total cost to place the system in service So essentially any component that makes it possible for you to be solar on your yacht is tax deductible. So
that's great.
Take
Sounds
advantage
pretty broad.
Of that.
Yeah, definitely. That's good to know about.
And we have a whole tax credit tab on our website.
Tell us the website.
SunPoweredYachts.com.
Okay.
Also, for example, in Hawaii, where we're from, they offer a 35% state tax credit.
Okay.
So if depending on what state your vessel is registered in, there might be an added incentive on the state level as well. So
Fantastic.
Get that money for your solar system.
While you can, while it lasts.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard it here first. Thank you so much for taking time away from the booth here at the show.
It's a treat. I'm ball and chain to that place for 4 days straight. So
good to get you off the floor for just a little bit.
Yes,
looking
thank
out
you.
Over the water. And hopefully we can see you in Hawaii one of these days.
Yeah, and hopefully you're going to take your kids sailing as well.
Yes.
Keep manifesting that dream. It's
That's
important.
Right.
Aloha.
Of course, if you're looking for more information or advice about solar on your boat, get in touch with Katie and Lyle. As you can tell, they're very knowledgeable, and they'd be happy to answer your questions. Before we finish up, I thought I'd also mention a Swiss boat called Planet Solar. It's the largest solar-powered boat in the world. Now, it's not a sailboat. It's a big catamaran covered in solar panels. But in May 2012, it became the first solar electric vehicle to circumnavigate the globe. And it did so with the goal of raising awareness of the power of renewable energy. It's a really interesting story, and you can find out more about it on the interwebs. And that's it for this episode of Out the Gate. Leave a comment in iTunes or email me with feedback at outthegatesailing@gmail.com. I'm Ben Shaw. Until next time, thanks for listening.